I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Odyssey of These Days is an exhibition blending Wesley Hurd's art with live Celtic chamber music from Elliot Grasso and Dreos. It focuses on the transition from grief to hope and was deeply affected by the shootings at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg in 2015. It will have its world premiere March 3rd and 4th at the Holt Center Studio 1 in Eugene. Wesley Hurd and Elliot Grasso join me in the KLCC studios. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having us.
Well, on the artistic chicken-egg question here, I believe the paintings came first. Is that correct, Wesley?
They did. I wanted to start a whole new project for myself of large paintings. I was in a kind of melancholy place myself, and I started into these paintings when I got to the end of September. I'd finished about five or six paintings, and the shooting at Umpqua happened, and the last two paintings of the nine are directly related to that event.
And how are those emotions and issues represented visually in these paintings?
Well, I'm largely an abstract painter. They're black and white and grayscale. I took almost all the color out of these paintings, and they really fitted the mood of wanting to delve into loss, grief, and suffering, but with hope. We're creatures of hope.
And Elliot, when you began to compose music for this, how did you connect the paintings and the music?
Basically, what I tried to do is give a musical response in terms of the affects that are communicated in the paintings. So, as Wes is saying, tragedy, grief, and loss represented abstractly. I'm trying to create music that makes someone else feel the way the paintings made me feel. So to do that, I basically am trying to work out the kind of extreme dissonance and then relaxed tension in the right proportions that happen with the paintings. There's a rhythm in the paintings. I think there's a rhythm in how we experience grief and loss. There are times when we're completely confused, all over the map, and there are times when we're just exhausted. And then there are times when those faint glimmers of hope come through. So if you were to look at Wesley's paintings, what you would see are beautiful, say, ultramarine blue strips across the very top that represent hope, or blue dots that represent hope. And that's what I've tried to depict in the chamber music.
And Wesley, how does art itself help you transform grief?
I think art comes from the deepest precincts of our humanness. And it's in those areas of deep feeling that grief resides and that we need to work with it. I see art as a voice that we call on when ordinary language doesn't seem to carry the vitality that we're looking for. Any art form, it seems to me, is calling on the deepest, most reflective parts of what it means to be human.
How does that relate to you, Elliot, and how music helps transform grief and provide hope?
I'm trying to create listener discomfort in the way that we feel uncomfortable in interacting with grief and things like that, and also periods of rest where that's appropriate as well. So trying to achieve that effect using a lot of high-frequency producing instruments, Illan pipes, which are Irish bagpipes, Hardanger fiddles, which have a lot of high-frequency resonance splash, Vielleroo, you know, lots of high-frequency stuff. So there's a lot of information really to process in the dissonances, and also that relaxes out in the consonances.
And I think you'll see those things in the paintings as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
I'm speaking with artist Wesley Hurd and musician Elliot Grasso, whose world premiere of their multimedia collaboration, The Odyssey of These Days, will be at the Holt Center Studio 1 in Eugene on March 3rd and 4th. And so how will this be represented live rather than in the creative process itself?
The nine paintings will be set in an arc, so that as people come in to see the work, they'll experience this almost kind of like a Stonehenge kind of experience.
There will be a stage in the middle of the paintings, and we will play the entire chamber work, all 23 and a half minutes live, with brief spaces in the middle.
And the narrative you mentioned, both in its painted form and in its musical form, is nonverbal. So how do you communicate in this setting to the audience what this narrative is that runs from grief to hope?
Well, I'm going to be giving a short talk and walking through the process of the making of the paintings, and then Elliot can say a word about how that unfolds in terms of the music.
So in terms of the music, the narrative process is basically this. Imagine you have just received news that the loved one's just been killed senselessly. And so the very beginning of the music is responding to what Wes has painted, basically the force of impact, right? This has just hit you suddenly. You're grappling with it. It doesn't make sense. You're not sure it's happened. You don't know who to talk to or what to talk about. You sink into yourself trying to deal with coping with the news. The second movement is then this process of kind of succumbing to that information. So when tragedy hits us, a lot of people's minds just kind of, they kind of whir. They kind of go all over the place. There's not rectilinear logical thinking. It's just this outcome and that outcome and what did I lose and where are my car keys and what's for dinner or I'm not hungry, various things. It's not a clear concept. And so there's a constant violin ostinato that's just project that sensibility of just kind of being lost. And then at the end, the conclusion of the affect narrative is kind of like a resigned acceptance.
Have the events of society since the creative process was initially done affected the meaning of this piece for either of you?
For me, for sure. I mean, there are layers to this. At first, it starts off as a very personal existential sensibility in me. And then as time unfolds, events like the shooting happen, and then the shootings have repeated. Then we have things happening all over the world, tragedies of various kinds that are going on. And then even, you know, the political social environment that we're in feels in many ways like an odyssey internationally.
There's a sense in which human culture tends to move toward fragmentation rather than toward unity. And there are so many reasons for this. One of the things that we're hoping is to create a format where people recognize each other's humanity first and that those dividing lines aren't political, they're not ideological. We're hoping that we can all be human together in this process. So many people go through this process.
Wesley Hurd and Elliot Grasso, who present the world premiere of their multimedia collaboration, The Odyssey of These Days, at the Halt Center's Studio One in Eugene on Friday and Saturday, March 3rd and 4th at 7 p.m. For tickets and more information, odysseyofthesedays.com and haltcenter.org. The event is presented and sponsored by Art City. See artcityeugene.com. And for an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.